That is 5 seconds. That helps when I turn on the microphone, people. 5 seconds of summer, and hey, everybody, on the Morning Buzz on Clear. We're going to start over here. These few lovely ladies are here with me, and they're looking at me like, she doesn't know what she's doing. Hey, everybody, we have Community Spotlight in the 8 o'clock hour, and I have with me this morning Donna Kudrin and Dorothy Bybee. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Dorothy, I'm going to have you scoot up a little closer there. There you go. So we are talking this morning about an exciting new program at Columbus Community Hospital, and it is called?
It is Real Time with our NRC based out of Lincoln, Nebraska. It is patient feedback.
So patient feedback, what does that mean? What are we doing, Dorothy?
We want to know how your experience was in our hospital. The consumer feedback is so important to us because that's how we make improvement, and real time gives us that feedback very quickly. Previously, we had to wait 2 or 3 months to get that feedback, and we really want to know, what does our consumer think?
So, Donna, how do we get that feedback?
So after 24 hours after you've been in an outpatient service here at the Columbus Community Hospital, you will receive an email day one. Day two, you can receive a phone call. And day three, if you haven't responded to the first two, you can get a text.
And what are you looking for us to tell you?
We want to know the good things and the bad things. We want to be able to fix the things immediately. And so this is giving us the opportunity for our directors and our staff to know how to change things to make it better.
Dorothy, who is going to be giving you this feedback? Is it going to be patients from particular specialties or particular procedures, or who is going to be doing this?
These patients will be outpatients. So, for example, lab, radiology, the emergency department. Those are the kinds of patients that will be surveyed with real time. We will continue to do a longer survey for our inpatients.
Okay. Now, what are some of the things that you're hoping we will share with you?
We really want to know, how would you rate your overall care? Would you give us a 10, a 9? And we really want to know, did the nurse talk to you enough? Did you have good contact and communication with your physician? Those are the things that are important to us, and we want to meet the needs of our community.
I think that's really a neat idea, because when we come, we want to make sure that we are being attended to in a way that makes us comfortable with the care that we're receiving. So are you looking for mostly just big things like, my doctor forgot to tell me do, which I don't think they've ever done? Or can we say, like, it was cold?
You can actually say, there's a spot where you can say anything to us. You can type in. We have basic questions that we want to know, but there is also opportunity for you to let us know. And you can also call me at any time and let me know.
And Donna, what if we did have maybe a question about something? Will you be getting back to us?
Absolutely. If I can't respond, I will get you somebody that will respond to you within those first 24 hours.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep Dorothy and Donna here because we have more things to talk about with their new feedback program going on at Columbus Community Hospital with Clear 101. Stay tuned. That is Coldplay and Life in Technicolor 2 on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 8:21, and we're back with more Community Spotlight. And with me this morning, I have Donna Kudrin and Dorothy Bybee. We're talking about the real-time feedback program at Columbus Community Hospital. And I'm curious, Donna, what are some of the things that you think you're going to see that you're going to be able to work with and maybe make the experience better?
Well, I'm hoping that when patients do give us the feedback, that we can correct all of those things. Or if we can, you know, they give us their phone number, we can correct it with them and have an open communication. What you want to do is you want to build that trusting relationship. And the only way we can do that is open communication.
I think sometimes it might be something that was just a one-time thing, and so you're just going to talk with this person and say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. But it might be an ongoing thing that maybe you're like, yeah, this is a better way to do something. It'll benefit everybody to come after.
Absolutely. I think the community, you know, one mind is not going to be able to look outside the box. But if you have a community helping you out, you're going to be able to fix the things that need to be fixed and make it better for everybody else.
So why real-time feedback? Why? Because I know you guys were always really good about getting with people before. What is it about this program that makes it better?
So before we were doing a paper survey, and you could come in July and not get your survey until September. And so you forget about that experience. And now with real time, you're going to be surveyed within 24 hours. You're going to remember it immediately. So you're going to give us better feedback.
Dorothy, one of the cool things about Columbus Community Hospital, always changing, always innovative, always on the cutting edge. And you guys are doing something that I just think is so cool. You guys are doing valet parking.
We are, and we are so excited. You can come to our hospital and be greeted by some professional gentlemen that will safely take your car and park it. This is Monday through Friday. At this time, it's 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. But we are very excited to bring the service to our patients and their families.
And this will be something, hopefully, down the line will be expanded as far as hours and things go.
You know, right now, we're calling it somewhat of a soft launch and really evaluating the service and see what we need to tweak. Angie is the head of our volunteer services, and she has a good eye on this project, and we are very excited to bring this service to our patients and families.
You know, this is such a neat idea for people that maybe don't have someone to drop them off and park their car. If you are maybe someone who has had surgery on your leg and it's kind of hard to crutch around, or if you're a person with breathing problems, what a great service.
We are very excited, and I think our cardiopulmonary patients that come to the hospital on a regular basis, this is a wonderful service for them. They can drive up, give their keys to our valet gentleman, and their car is parked, and when they're done with their rehab, come back down, and we will bring their car to them.
I love this idea. This is just so cool, especially with winter coming.
We're very excited about it.
So what else is new over there? Anything else that we would like to talk about? I know we were talking about something with joint replacement because I'm fixated on my knee being done one of these days. And you guys have a knee program where you get to come and actually talk with you, Donna, before the procedure so we know exactly what's going on.
Absolutely. So our surge center is all about education. Okay, and we want to make sure that we get rid of the fear and the anxiety of any, that type of surgery, which is the joints, the knees, the hips, and the shoulders. And so we actually do about an hour and a half class. We have a new and exciting therapy that we've started. It's called Iovera Therapy. And what that is it's three injections that you get that day of at class. Our CRNAs actually come down and educate you and make sure that you feel comfortable with the program. And we take you down and we do the procedure. It's three shots, takes a minute each shot. And we are having great success with that. Our patients that are coming in that are having pain somewhere around a 7 or higher leave that day with less than maybe 2. So that is really exciting that, you know, you still have to have your procedure. But this is something that, you know, affects the nerve. So you don't feel that pain. But it only lasts for 90 days. So it gets you through that surgery. And what we want to try and do is reduce the opioid medication after surgery.
Which is, yeah, very great. And Dorothy, looking forward to upgrades in the OR, the surgical units, and I know a lot of other things going on.
This is a very exciting time to be part of Columbus Community Hospital. We have a large expansion program that we're planning and moving forward on. Our mission is really to bring services to our community so our community members do not have to leave for their care. And the expansion will just be a good foundation for that mission.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be in the medical field here. And, you know, it is such a neat thing because it's also a great recruiting point when we want people to move to Columbus. You know, we have got a great medical hub here. So
absolutely.
Well, again, we'll have the real-time feedback program, and it's in place now?
Yes. We actually launched it on the 4th of September. So our patients from August 1st to now and going forward will be surveyed, and I'm hoping if you have any questions, let me know. I am available to you, and I want to make sure that you understand it. Even if you have simple questions, I'm there for you.
All right. We have Dorothy Bybee and Donna Kudrin. Thanks for coming in this morning,
ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got music coming up on Clear 101.